Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of the program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We were not able to come to you as we promised, as always, via our normal scheduled live broadcast. But that was for a reason. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. My name is Uche Mefo, and we are reaching from London. I am joined this evening by Dr. Engineer Clifford Iranya from the United States of America. Incidentally, he is the continental rep for the Americas, or the other way around, America rep, that is the continent of America, North and South America. And we must welcome him to this program, and to you all, indigenous citizens of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, scattered all around the world. It is good evening from here in London. To some of you, it is good morning. To others, it is good afternoon. And to some even more, it is good night. And that is how it is. We are here to continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. And we do not owe anybody any apology in that regard. This is because the murderous Nigerian agent have for decades unleashed terror on our people. They have bombed us. They have targeted our economic interests. They have politically disenfranchised us. And they are now at the verge of bombing us out of extinction. And here comes the time when the generation of Biafrans are rising up and saying that it will not continue to be like that. It is no longer business as usual. And that is why the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world are doing what they are doing today. That is why we are galvanizing the effort, the consciousness of our people, and indeed that of humanity, to reason with us in this line of action, that Biafra may be restored, because we are lumped together with those whom we do not have any connection whatsoever, whether spiritually, politically, socially, economically, culturally and otherwise. These are people who are from another part of the world. These are barbarians who kill and eat human flesh as well as drinking the blood. It is an abomination. In our own land, it is an abomination before God. And so we do not have any problems with anybody, every ethnic nationality that are lumped up in the contraption called Nigeria, from being on their own. We do not have any problems. But when they come together and force others and force us to believe in what they believe in, and they continued on top of it to kill us with impunity, and the so-called Nigerian establishment do not care, we must defend ourselves in the circumstance then. Because he who is said or wished to be dead cannot just die like that. You must stand up and struggle against whatever terror, whatever harm, is being meted against you. And that is what we are doing. They have told us to die. We say no. They are now actually enforcing it by killing us. And we are saying no to all of them. And that is the right thing that we are doing. For God has given us this life to maintain and to protect, and not to recklessly allow it to be wasted by any animalistic kind of human beings, not to be wasted by animals, not to be wasted by anybody who thinks animalistically. We are doing the right thing. We welcome you once again. This is the PM edition of the Radio Biafra Live broadcast for the 2nd of September 2014. I will now go to Engineer Dr. Clifford Ivanya to say hello to you, and after that we proceed straight on to read the news headlines. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Mazi Uche, can you confirm that you can hear me loud and clear?
Yes, loud and clear. The world is listening. Dear friends are listening.
Thank you, Mazi Uche. Lola Chidimma Karomonde, Barista Imam Mezu, of course, our own indefatigable director, Nnamdi Kanu, and I join you to call him the big masquerade. I thank you all for the work you're doing, and others too numerous to mention. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I welcome you to today's broadcast. We are coming a bit later than planned, but all the same, we are here to give you the news, the views, and the strategies of how we can get our Biafra, our beloved Biafra. I want all of us to know that the indigenous people of Biafra is a mass movement. It is what is called a bottoms up. It is a bottoms up. It's not a top down. It's a bottoms up organization. So it is going to take the efforts of you, the cleaner, the cab driver, the teacher, the security guard, whatever you call it, what they call in the United States, at the bottom of the totem pole. That is going to take people like great. If you are in for the money bag, then we are in for a long wait. So I want you to gear up, support this movement, support this process. We are in the second phase. We need so many things to get through the second phase. We need fund. We are not ashamed of it. We are not afraid to ask for it. We need support of everybody. I am using this opportunity to appeal to your conscience, to appeal to that good-hearted nature of Biafra and friends of Biafra. Come out. Be part of this historic event. And your name will be written in gold. Your name will be written in marble. I welcome you once again, and I say stay tuned as we interact this evening. I stand by Mazi Uche.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. Of course, we will be coming back to you. We are co-hosting this program this evening, and we are expecting eminent Biafrans from around the world as well, whose time zone is different from ours, and who are still very active during the day to join us. There are also those who may brace it, and irrespective of what time zone they are, to call them. We are expecting you, and we are, of course, very happy to be in your midst this evening. We thank all those who have tweeted against the Malaysian authorities. The Malaysian authorities have been killing us. They have been killing our people. They have been maiming our people. They have been subjugating our people to slavery. they have been subjugating them to all manner of ill treatment. Their human rights have been trampled upon with impunity. They have stolen from our people simply because they do not have legal right to probably stand against all this. It is criminality, and anywhere we find it, it must be condemned in all its entirety and in all its ramifications. Above all, the interest of our people, the interest of the indigenous people of Biafra around the world, is paramount to what we are doing. They are the citizens of Biafra, and any citizen of Biafra who has lost his or her life is a loss too many. Any attack on any one of us is an attack on all of us. And that is the spirit here. And upon this platform, we must preach the good news of Biafra. We must say the truth. The truth must be preached. And whoever doesn't like it should seek and look for alternative platform. We are the citizens of Biafra. We are not a group. Maybe Dr. had a slip of tongue saying we are a group. But I know he understands it. Indigenous people of Biafra are the people of Biafra. They are the citizens of Biafra. They are the owners of the government and land of Biafra. And so we are not afraid to say whom we are. We are not afraid to stand on what we believe in. We are not afraid to protect our identity, because this is our own, our God's own given status and gift in life. Biafra must be restored, because it remains the greatest injustice on a people that are still surviving till date. Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of the international community. And if you doubt what I'm saying, that is why anywhere you preach Biafra, those whose hearts are dark, those who are, of course, taken over by the evil one, will scamper for safety. They will run away because they know that they meted huge and monumental injustice on our people, and they do not want to confront you. They do not actually want anybody to say it, because they thought that Biafra issue has died. And we are saying to them that they are in for a shock, because the time has come when no force can stop us, when no man or woman or group of people born of flesh or women can stop us. The time has come when God's own given right, the sovereign state of Biafra, must be restored, whether anybody likes it or not. We will now go to read some news headlines, and after that we go into analysis. Of course, one of the things that we must bear in mind at this particular point in time is that there is no easy run within the Biafra family. There are saboteurs, there are those who are paid to disrupt, to make sure that the Biafra Restoration Project does not see the light of the day. There are those who have, out of their own deliberate choice, brought themselves within the category which we can call the enemy. They do not have anything to offer, but they just want to constitute an obstacle on the road to Biafra restoration. And what we are saying is this: will we treat them as such? Will we treat them as obstacles? And that obstacle must be removed. There are those paid by the Nigerian government to come and be answering Biafras, to come and be shouting Biafra. But indeed and in fact, they are not for Biafra, and they are not for Biafran people. These people are more than dangerous than the Nigerian establishment, because these are the enemies within. And unless you deal with that, we may be in for a long haul. We enjoin you, all indigenous people of Biafra in different parts of the world, to be awake to your responsibilities. Do not sleep. Even if you are sleeping, you must have one eye open, because times are different. And this is the most auspicious moment in time, in history, that we must seize to make a difference, not just in the lives of Biafrans, but in the lives of humanity, in the lives of the oppressed masses of the world. We are reporting that Nigeria has currently 150,000 women suffering from obstetrics fistula, a non-governmental organization engendered, revealed. We are also reporting that scores have been killed as Boko Haram insurgents overrun Nigerian town, according to sources. Fight Boko Haram like Ebola, that is the charge by the Nigerian Labour Congress to the Federal Republic of Nigerian government, to the Federal Government of Nigeria. Jonathan's bid has suffered a setback with respect to the 2015 elections, as Lamido Jigawa PDP reject PDP's endorsement. It is outrage in Nigeria as government brands national ID card with MasterCard's logo. Governor Kwakwanzo has said that President Goodluck Jonathan is not behaving as Commander-in-Chief. And more importantly, we will be discussing the issues as it affects the Biafra Restoration Project. We will be discussing issues affecting us as a people. We should be discussing issues that are potent danger to the Biafra Restoration Project. We will be discussing how far we have gone in Biafra Defense Fund with respect to the fact that our people must be more pragmatic. The Islamic terrorists around the world are gathering momentum. In the zoo called Nigeria, they have their extension called Boko Haram, and ably run by the retired military generals from the Northern Hausa Fulani extraction. The politicians from that particular contraption called Nigeria, and indeed the religious leaders, the Sultan of Sokoto, the Sokoto Caliphate, who are shielding these people who are sustaining them and who are arming them. Arguably, Boko Haram is the standing army of the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy. They are ready to unleash terror on anybody at any point in time. They remain the most prepared because among them you have sizable number of infantry soldiers, both serving and retired from Nigerian army, and they know what they do. They do not need much training. They only need some kind of rehearsals or whatever they call it, and they will be on for operation. They have the greatest armory within that geographical space called the Zoo. They are more powerful than Nigerian military, and Nigerian military is speaking with both sides of their mouth, giving all sorts of excuses why ordinary citizens of different ethnic nationalities lumped together in that particular contraption called Nigeria are suffering, and most are being killed. Worst tale, within the Biafra family, you have people who have links with the political arm of Boko Haram APC. They wanted to be bold initially, but now that heat is on them, they are running away. They are disowning APC. They are doing all sorts of things. They are advancing all sorts of reasons to appear innocent of their nefarious activities. And we are saying that APC can never be allowed in Igbo land and other parts of Biafran territory, because these people are prepared and they have recruited a number of people from the old eastern region of that particular zoo called Nigeria, and by extension Biafra land, to do the hatchet job for them. And they have incidentally entered, sneaked into the Biafran family. They are answering indigenous people of Biafra as well. They are also answering IPOB, so that you don't know who is who. They have used all sorts of platforms to discredit, to try to discredit what we are doing. They are good at writing letters and petitions to different governmental bodies around the world. They have also written to United Nations Department for Economic and Social Affairs and other departments in that UN system, and they have said that Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra are waging war against the zoo called Nigeria, and that they are law-abiding citizens, and that they do not have anything to do with Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra all around the world. They have gone further to say that they have ostracized Radio Biafra and all indigenous citizens of Biafra who are collaboratively working with Radio Biafra to restore Biafra. And we'll be asking ourselves pertinent questions this evening as to who is who. I cannot go into reading these news headlines because they are not directly relevant to what we are discussing this evening. We want to also remind indigenous people of Biafra that the Twitter campaign is not just on Tuesdays. It is supposed and should be our everyday activity. Tweeting the Malaysian authorities today, or rather yesterday, because it's about 2 minutes past midnight here, is not enough. Tomorrow we should, or today we must continue to tweet. Continue to tweet and retweet until they begin to complain. Because the reason why we have failed in our past campaigns is because of inconsistency, because we were not able to persevere. Perseverance, consistency, doggedness, courage in adversity are some of the principal factors and hallmark of any freedom fighting active group of people. And so ours cannot be different. It is just pragmatic. It is a tested way of life and how to be. It is not about laziness and sitting down and praying and waiting for God to come down from heaven to do all sorts of things, to give us Biafra, to do everything for us. No. It is about putting our faith and prayers into action for it to be productive. The spirit of laziness, the spirit of timidity, is not the spirit of God, and we must reject it by all means. And we must allow the spirit of God, the spirit of courage, the spirit of boldness to come in and take control. Because that is freedom. Because that is the spirit of God. And wherever the spirit of God is, there is freedom. And we must be free. I will go to Engineer Dr. Clifford Iranya shortly. If you want to contribute to this program, please call +44744-810-9411, +44744-810-9411, or simply call our Skype line, which is Radio Biafra 1. We can only take calls on Radio Biafra 1 at the moment. If we do not have any calls, we will continue. If we don't get any calls, we will continue. We will proceed to discussing some of the most important things that we need to discuss with reference to the successful completion of this restoration project. And of course, the obstacles on the way. Doctor, I don't know whether you're hearing me.
I can hear you clear here, Mazuche. Let me know when you want me to proceed.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
All right, Mazuche, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. I think, Mazuche, the time has come for us to tell ourselves the home truth, to tell ourselves the simple truth, to play our card face up. I want Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom to do a kind of, be in a reflection mood. I mean, Uche, there's no point, running around, with words. We are talking about a group that calls themselves Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative, otherwise called BILIE. I mean, look at them and look at the indigenous people of Biafra. I mean, this is an organization that is supposed to be a human rights organization, and they have nothing Biafra on them. As I'm speaking with you right now, I have my computer pulled up and I'm looking at their constitution. I am looking at their constitution and their membership
requirements and benefits. I am also looking at their membership application form.
Yes.
What is in the application form? Can you hear me?
Yes, it is important, yes, that you go ahead and tell us what you have there.
Yes, okay. Because, we have to really go into this and settle this case once and for all. I know some people will be thinking it's a distraction. We want to talk about the second phase. We want to talk about Biafra Restoration Fund. But I am using this opportunity to enlighten Biafra that if these people have done enormous damage to us, that we need to sort this once and for all and move on. Now, if you look at their constitution, section 3, their aims and of this objective is to promote human rights advocacy and protection of indigenous people rights, to organize public lecture. It goes on and on and on. There is nothing about Biafra there. The section, that was section 3. Section 4 is membership. It says the members of BILIE shall be open to every citizen of Nigeria in all parts of the world who meets the condition for enrollment as a member. Subsection 2 says the condition for enrollment as a member of BILIE shall be determined by the Government Council from time to time, but the minimum requirement is that the application must be a citizen of Nigeria and must have attained the age of 18. It goes at the very end, there is no single mention of Biafra in that constitution. Now, when you go to their membership application form, it starts talking about Biafra. You know, it goes on to say that they are registered with the UN and Nigeria to ask Biafra. But what I read earlier on their constitution has nothing to do with advocating for Biafra. So you see, there is a dissonance, there is a disconnect right there. And they were able to hoodwink, they were able to deceive Corporate Affairs Commission on Abuja in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, and they got registered. I know Nigerian secret agencies, Nigerian government agencies, they are listening. And I want them to take notes. You people need to go back to your Corporate Affairs Commission and search for the document with which BILIE Human Rights Initiative, that is Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative, the document which they registered their organization. Their constitution is different from their application form. I believe the Corporate Affairs Commission has the right to revoke such registration.
Yes, Doctor, can you repeat what you said last, because your line was breaking.
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you repeat?
Where did I drop?
Everything you have said in the last 20 seconds or thereabout. Are you hearing me?
What I was saying, I don't know if you heard me mention about yes, I can hear you. Hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Uche, confirm.
Yes, okay. I can. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was saying that I am urging the Nigerian agencies, the Nigerian Secret Service, and all the people who are related to the government agencies of Nigeria to take note, and that they should go back to Corporate Affairs Commission and dig up the document with which BILIE Human Rights Initiative registered their organization. Because what they have in their constitution is different from what they have in their membership application form. Because they avoided the issue of Biafra in order to get registered with CAC. And when they have the application form, they started thinking about Biafra. And they are also in cahoot with the APC party and Rocha Sokorocha. So there is a conflict of interest, and it needs to be resolved. And I know that the Corporate Affairs Commission has the prerogative to revoke certificate of registration. So they should understand that. That is one. Then number two, you look at what have these two organizations been able to achieve. Indigenous People of Biafra, piloted by Radio Biafra London on one hand, and Biafra Liberation in Exile, Human Rights Initiative on the other hand. All the things that Indigenous People of Biafra through Radio Biafra have promised, they have delivered. Through IPOB, the word Biafra is no longer written in, with a red letter underline. That's number one. Number two, we promise that there will be a worldwide rally to remember the dead. The answer is yes. We yes, promise that yes, we are going to move our broadcast to headquarters in Enugu. And we do it. Yes, we did. So, and then we said we are going to build a cenotaph. Did we do it? Yes, we did. And we said that we are going to buy a transmitter and transport it to Biafra land. Did we buy the transmitter? Yes, we did. Did we transport it to Biafra land? Yes, we did. Now, on the other hand, what has Biafra Liberation in and Human Rights Initiative promised? That they are going to get independence for Biafrans through the law court, in Nigerian own law court. What are they doing? The case has not even been heard. And I promise them, this is just a secret. Before they will go far, the Corporate Affairs Committee will revoke a certificate of registration, and let's see on which platform they are going to remain legal.
Yes, can you repeat what you said? It was cutting off just the last of your comments. It was cutting off, please.
Yes, the last comment. Okay, can you hear me now, Uche?
Yes, loud and clear, go ahead.
Yeah, the last comment I made is, I said, on the other hand, on the part of Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative, they said they are going to
We are not hearing you again. I don't know what is
Corporate Affairs Commission. Yes. Will be revoked.
Are you hearing me? You have to repeat again, please, because we didn't hear anything. I don't know what is wrong with this line.
Wow. Uche, can you confirm that you can hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. But he was breaking off anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason is, because my network is good here. So what I was saying is that the Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative have been deceiving the people that they are going to get independence through the law court. And even the substantive case has not even been entertained, has not even been heard, and that very soon their certificate of incorporation with CAC will be revoked, because they cheated, they lied, and they are under false names. They are answering Bilier Human Rights Initiative, whereas they are through Biafra Liberation in Exile. And the membership application form they have is different from the membership requirement for as stated in their constitution. So it is all lies. The organization is built on lies. The people there are lying. All they do is to peddle rumors. And they have been able to kind of poison the mind of some of our members who are sitting on the fence. And that is why we need to trash this issue out once and for all. We cannot continue to sweep this thing under the carpet. You know, these people, they are just demonic. They are being sponsored by Alhaji Ustaz Rocha's Malam Okorocha, and they get all the money from this man, and they use it to do all kind of nefarious activities. They are even writing all petitions against us. As soon as this broadcast ends, I am going to publish on Radio Biafra London Facebook website page on Radio Biafra Facebook page, one of the emails by their member here in the United States, talking about the meeting they had and requesting for people to get documents and information so that they will tag IPOB a terrorist organization. I am going to publish that email on Radio Biafra London Facebook tonight after this broadcast, so that people will begin to see the extent these people have gone. And that is just one of them. And they do all kind of things. They write all kind of rubbish. But when you weigh their deliverables, when you weigh the outcome of their actions or their promises against what the indigenous people of Biafra have done, you see, it is just like white. Now, let's even come to the issue of being talking about indigenous people of Biafra. There is no certificate of registration of indigenous people of Biafra in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria or with the Corporate Affairs Commission. And you hear them talking about a Supreme Council of Elders, which is the government of indigenous people of Biafra. And now asking them, where is the document institutionalizing or formally documenting indigenous people of Biafra in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria? There is none. Secondly, where, when, and on what occasion did Biafrans come together and say, this day forward, we have nominated Mr. AYZ, Mr. XYZ, to be members of so-called Supreme Council of Elders? There was no event like that. There was no conference. There was no communique. There was no document, nothing appointing these people as Supreme Council of Elders by the indigenous people of Biafra. Uche, I want you to take note that these people are referred to as the Supreme Council of Elders of indigenous people of Biafra. It is not Supreme Council of Elders of Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative. I want you to note that what they are saying, that's why we need to bring all these lies, all these false statements to the friends of Biafra listening tonight, and even the Biafran Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative members listening tonight will know that we know all these things. They are referring to these men as the Supreme Council of Elders of indigenous people of Biafra. On the other hand, they are Supreme Council of Elders of Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative. So there is a lot of lies, a lot of gimmicks, a lot of deceit. The original idea, just like you said, Mazi Uche, the other day, the original idea when our director selected this some group of people and called them Supreme Council of Elders is for them to reach out internally and externally to our Biafran, other Biafran entities, and also to governments of the world. And they are not doing this. Instead, we have decided on our own as indigenous people of Biafra to take the bull by the horn, to reach out to government of the world.
Hello? Hello? This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. It appears the line is off. We will try to get back to him again. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, the late edition for the 2nd of September 2014. We lost contact with Engineer Dr. Iranya from the United States of America, and we will try to go back to him now. Doctor, are you hearing me?
You can hear me.
Yes, are you hearing me now?
I can hear you very, very well. Remind me where exactly I was before the line cut off.
Wow, difficult to remember. Just try to repeat what you were saying before.
Okay, let me start to remember.
I remember when you go on.
Okay.
Because I was actually reading some things here that were be part of what we're discussing.
Okay, Uche, let me get that from the point. I don't know if you remember where I said that the other day you mentioned that director formed the Supreme Council of Elders in order to reach out internally and externally. Internally with other brethren, with other brethren within Biafra, and also to reach out to government. You know, that was the sole aim of, you know, for the, but they were not doing it. They were not doing it. Now, we have decided to do this ourselves. So I was going to the point that even the so-called eminent lawyer of Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative was just contracted to register the Biafra Liberation in Exile. And he hijacked it and took it over, and today is running ragged with it. And these are the information, these are the truth that people should know, so that when Biafran, genuine Biafran, see all the shenanigans they are writing, they will consign them to the dustbin. We need to expose these people for who they are. We need to really let the world know. Biafran, because there are many Biafrans who do know that you and I already have several years back about these people. Now, they went ahead writing all manner of rubbish about how we are collecting money and director is embezzling the money, no accountability and all that. And when director now published, when the accounts were now published, they left that off. And the same people who were telling people not to contribute money for the running of Radio Biafra and for the restoration project, as we are speaking, are begging for sponsorship. They are begging for people to give them money. Their main broadcaster selling shoe and handbag at Tonicha, and in the evening he will come around radio station, and he is there, you know, begging for money. The same people, the same group of people castigating the indigenous people of Biafra for trying to get resources for us to get our country back, our nation back. It is very important, Uche, that we let the world know, and we let Biafrans know exactly what is going on. We cannot continue to sweep this thing underground. Some people will say, what relevance has it got to do with second phase? It has every relevance. Because if we have people distracting us, I guarantee you, the second phase will not be realized. Today, I spoke with director. Director has a critical mission he is supposed to go that will fundamentally change the struggle. But he told me that there is no money. On the other hand, they are saying that we are collecting money. People are not contributing. And some of these people that are not contributing were doing so because of the nonsensical write-up and all the
Engineer, we are not hearing you again. We are not hearing you again. Please, we didn't hear
you. I can hear you, Uche. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
But you were off for about 10 to 15 seconds.
Okay, I was saying
that.
We're
talking about director, what director said.
Yes,
And the write-up they are circulating around.
Yes, can you hear me? Can I continue?
Yes, please.
Yes, I was saying that director right now has a critical mission that he's supposed to go, but he cannot do that because there is no money to even buy flight ticket. And today is the 2nd of September, and we are supposed to be paying our monthly dues. And we are lagging behind financially, attributable somehow to the shenanigans and the rubbish that
this Biafran Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative members are peddling all over the place. So there is every need for us to expose them now, because it has everything to do with the second phase, with the BRF, and with the restoration of Biafra. Because there is no way, Uche, we can make progress without getting rid of these miscreants, without getting rid of these saboteurs, of these Ifajina, in the name of Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative. So I think we have to really trash this issue. Uche, I have more to say, but let me hang on, and probably you make your own contribution, and others will call in, and then we make progress for with that. But for now, let me stand by, Uche.
Thank you very much, Dr. Engineer Iranya, for that synopsis of the issues that are constituting obstacles to the Biafra restoration project. And indeed, the irony of this all is that these people who call themselves Bilie Human Rights Initiative and also answering Indigenous People of Biafra are the real people doing the dirty jobs. They have gone to the Nigerian government to say that we are bringing in transmitter in order to cause war and disaffection within the polity. They have gone to Nigerian security agencies, and they have said all sorts of things, wrote petitions. We had it on good notes and evidence that they tried frantically to contact the Interpol, and they actually did. But the point is, what can you do? Because it is only when you are sure of that somebody is a danger to the society or is committing a crime that you will actually move against those people. They have written to different government agencies, to the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, or in a desperate bid for them to establish themselves. But it is not going to work, because in the first place, the Indigenous People of Biafra, they are claiming to have mandated them to be representing them, are non-existent. At the time when these fake letters were being circulated from their legal team, Bilie Human Rights Initiative had not up to 30 members, and they called themselves Indigenous People of Biafra. But again, this is a human rights organization that is supposed by default to be representing, to be advocating for human rights of whoever they feel they are representing. They say that they are fighting for the human rights of Nigerian citizens. They used fake name in order to register. They were not courageous enough to confront the Nigerian government. They were not courageous enough to argue their case on why they are using the name Biafra. And that is why they avoided it. The legal representative or the attorney for Bilie Human Rights Initiative and all those who are under them said that he went and told the Corporate Affairs Commission that Bilie is stand up, and that is how they registered it. They made inquiries about what Bilie is in Igbo language, stand up. And they found out that the word believe is actually stand up. And it was on the basis of it that it was registered. And indeed, in the constitution submitted, in the evidence submitted to the Corporate Affairs Commission, they never mentioned Biafra, because they knew that Biafra will not be registered. They never mentioned that they are advocating for the rights of indigenous people of Biafra. They did not do that. They just said that they are a human rights organization advocating for the rights of indigenous people. Now, we have those documents and they cannot disprove it. It was after the registration that they now went and said that they are representing indigenous people of Biafra in court against the Nigerian government. And the documents are full of inconsistencies. For avoidance of doubt, we supported the registration of Bilie Human Rights Initiative on the basis that it will create, we will use it with the Radio Biafra media campaign to sensitize the world and indeed to confront the Nigerian government. But little did we know that what they presented to the Corporate Affairs Commission and what they have in actuality are different. We made it categorically clear that law, going to Nigerian court, going to court with Nigeria cannot do anything. That what we believe in is that all cards must be on the table. We must confront Nigerian government. We must confront them politically and otherwise. We must employ every arsenal at our disposal to fight Nigerian government. And if you are going to Nigerian court, you should go ahead and go to Nigerian court. But we do not believe in Nigerian court because they are not going to give us Biafra. That is the frank assessment and submission we have to make here. And that is what we said. The understanding we had with the Human Rights Initiative at the time was that when we asked Biafra Liberation in Exile to register Biafra Bilie worldwide, they said no, that they are not going to do it. And we contributed towards the Biafra Liberation in Exile. And what we told them is that we are going to register Bilie in the UK. That this is the problem the Biafra family has had all over the world. Anybody will come up and answer one name, another person will come up and answer one name. You have proliferation of Biafra organizations, one man organization, not even two men. You have so many of them. And when you ask about these organizations and their membership, you will not have up to five people as members. And we made this proposal when there was a conference in London that we must go with one name. Since you are coming up with Biafra Liberation in Exile, let us use this name everywhere we are. Let us register it in different countries of the world. The proprietors said that they are not going to do that. That everybody should register their own name and then surrender their certificates to them. That is the point of departure here. And we told them that we are not going to do it and that we are going to register Biafra liberation in exile, or belie, as the case may be, in the United Kingdom. Because we had a stake there, because we contributed towards even the so-called genocide case. And they now turn around and said, we cannot do it. At the time, they had started having problem with Barrister Adolf Emeka. They said they are no longer with him. They are not going to pay him and things like that. But on the principle that we should not go with different names, we asked Barrister Adolf Emeka to continue with the registration of the Human Rights Initiative. At the time, he had commenced the process of registering it. He has gone some distance in registering it. He has made appreciable efforts in doing it. We told him to go ahead and register it. And he registered it. He completed it. So the issue of whether he stole the document or not stealing the document does not arise here. This is our position, that the Biafra organizations we are involved in should be one and not answering different names. Now, when we had agreement with the Human Rights Initiative after registration, we had told the proprietors that, look, we do not believe that court case alone will give us Biafra, and that in our conduct that we will employ all other avenues. You can go ahead in the law court since that is what you believe in, but we must also allow all others who believe in different methods to come in, that all hands must be on deck and that all cards must be on the table. If you believe in shooting guns, go ahead and shoot guns. If you believe in diplomacy, go ahead and do your diplomacy. If you believe in demonstration, go ahead and do your demonstration. And just like them, if you believe in going to court, go ahead. But all these things must be compact. We must go ahead with all these and not just one method. And they said, yes, that is what we are going to do. But somewhere along the line, after signing Memorandum of Understanding with them, they now started distancing themselves from us, and especially when Director Nnamdi Kanu, in a meeting with the Barrister Adolf Emeka, insisted that we are not going to bring in Richard Sokoreta, and which all of us also disagreed on. They started distancing themselves from us. What they are now saying is that Radio Biafra is working for Bilie Human Rights Initiative. Radio Biafra is now property of Bilie Human Rights Initiative. But there are so many other things that went in there. During the drafting of the Memorandum of Understanding, there was a proposal by Barrister Adolf Emeka, which he wrote, and we amended it and told him to incorporate it, because he was saying that Radio Biafra is working for Bilie Human Rights Initiative, and we told them that Radio Biafra and Bilie Human Rights Initiative are working for the indigenous people of Biafra. He was so ambitious, and that is what is playing out now. And what we are trying to say in essence is this, that he registered Bilie Human Rights Initiative in deception. He deceived the so-called authorities, whoever they are, he deceived everybody and registered Bilie Human Rights Initiative and claiming to us that they are fighting for Biafra. Why, in the actual sense, they are not fighting for Biafra, because they never mentioned Biafra in the so-called registration. As a matter of fact, the registration is null and void, because We do not believe in paying allegiance to the Nigerian constitution, but they believe in that. Now you begin to ask a question, the motive behind all this. They say that they are Nigerian citizens and that they obey the law, they obey Nigerian law, they cooperate with Nigerian government. And you begin to ask yourself, what then are they fighting for? If you believe in Nigerian law, if you obey Nigerian law, what are you then complaining about? Why are you then complaining? So who is deceiving who? And now what they are saying is that those who do not believe in what they believe in, paying allegiance to the Nigerian constitution, going through the rule of law, going about their businesses as law-abiding citizens, are renegades. And then that those people are people who are trying to bring war to Nigeria and disrupt the peace. And the question is, they have boasted again that none of them have been arrested since they started going to court. And the question, the real question is, nobody, if you do not break any law, if you do not, if you pay allegiance to the Nigerian constitution, if you obey the law, who will actually arrest you? Nobody will arrest you. So in essence, you are protected by the Nigerian law, you obey Nigerian law, and so there is no need for Nigerian government to molest any of your members. Because in the first place, you have not broken Nigerian law. And to a large extent, you do not have any moral authority to claim that you are fighting for Biafra. What the lawyers in Bileh Human Rights Initiative are doing is to waste everybody's time. They are doing advanced legal research projects. And you will see very soon, you will see some of them coming out with doctorate degree. They are doing research with Biafra and they are doing research within the legal department of Nigerian judiciary. They are doing this for them, for Nigerian government, not to revoke their operational license. They are afraid that Nigerian government will remove their law practice from them. And that is why the solicitor for the so-called Bileh Human Rights Initiative cleverly did it this way. He did it this way so that his chambers in Nigeria will continue to operate. Tactically, he has not disobeyed or violated Nigerian law because he's still a citizen and his law practice will continue. And gullible Biafrans are following him. He is actually making progress in his law practice and not necessarily fighting for Biafra. What will it take him to research about law? They are just exercising the minds of judges. And Nigerian government know that they do not pose any threat to them. And that is why they are entertaining them in court. And they can afford to postpone or adjourn these cases as many times as possible and as long as they want it. And that is what they are doing. The question is, why are you people wasting everybody's time? And why can't you stay on your own rather than prognosing into what does not concern you? And lastly, by going to the British government, to Nigerian government, to UN, to Interpol, to make all sorts of allegations, to send all sorts of letters against Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra, you are by implication declaring a war. And that war will either make or break you. By implication, the Biafra we are talking about will be fought for from within, because the agents of Nigerian government are at work and the saboteurs are rearing their ugly heads. And what I want to urge the indigenous citizens of Biafra, wherever they are, is to keep on keeping on, is to remain steadfast, to remain focused, to remain resolute in whatever we are doing and in whatever you are doing. Action, 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 and action should be the watchword, because we cannot all waste our times. We cannot all sacrifice the comfort of our family members and our individual comfort all these years, and somebody will come from nowhere and waste our time. It cannot happen. And now is the time for us to do the right thing. Let us take this call, the caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from. You have been waiting for quite some time. Thank you for holding. Yes, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. What is happening where you are? What is happening where you are?
Nothing is happening, Mr. Chair. Nothing is
happening. Ahead and make your point, please.
Okay. Mr. Chair, first of all, I heard what is happening. It is not clear. We have learned the right group, and maybe let me just say the group that have mapped out their centers to paint some people's men black, or maybe to play politics with Zulu government, or to spoil some groups' name or some people's name. But it's quite unfortunate that they do not know what they're doing. It's not clear to everybody that this group is out not just to kill the physical, but to kill internally. But there's a word that people do say in legal language. They do say, because all these groups, nobody have attacked them before. Since they have been, nobody is attacking them, nobody has attacked them before. Nobody has ever challenged them. But they have seen this indigenous people of Biafra group is bearing. Now they are not trying to destroy everything. I just want them to know one thing. Anybody that is doing his or her own thing in a right way with truth, I don't think there's anything that can harm that person. But they that build their own, maybe in the name of to collect money from federal government or from Zulu government, or just to play politics, to deceive people, do people, kill people, I'm assuring them that I'm down for, in the middle of way, where they will not expect. But I just want to encourage we, the indigenous people of Biafra, not to look at all these things because their downfall is near. That much into what they are done before. But they do not know where they will stand again. They have seen the truth in this indigenous people of Biafra. They have seen how we are empowering, how we are marching forward. So they are not trying to put obstacles between indigenous people of Biafra and other people or whatever. I don't know what they are called. But one thing is assured, that everybody is on race, pursuing welfare. What are we pursuing? Freedom. Both the people that are pursuing it in the right way and those that are pursuing it in the wrong way, or those that are trying to get something or to get what they want by it. But one thing is assured, that at the end of the day, one group, one person must achieve it. One person, not two. And it's only those that is set forward, it's only those that with truth that can achieve it. Then at the end of the day, we will not know who is who. There's nothing to bother about this. I don't think we will continue thinking about this. It's true that they're attacking us. They're attacking us. That is very, very clear to everybody.
Yes, can you hold on? Let us take this call from phone. I will come back to you, please.
Good evening, Richard.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program. Your name and where you're coming from, please.
Yeah, this is Joko. I'm coming from Dallas, Texas, United States of America. I'm from a rural inner state, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
The news that reading this evening and what I'm about to discuss. I think the problem that is happening with these so-called stupid Biafra people is envy. It's envy. Envy is the problem that is dealing with Steve Biafra. You see, the time that director come to United States of America, the time he has an interview with Kerry Parson, I call Clifford, Iranian, and said, there was something that the guy posted. That day that director did that interview, when the interview was posted online. Steve Biafra posted something online. Immediately he posted that thing and attacked him immediately. He deleted it. Immediately. And he banned me from the page. He deleted it. He was boasting that they have written to some people, United Nations, this and that, that in Biafra and the camp going around the world asking people to government of the world to give them money to help them. They are not working for Biafra, this and that, this and that. I think the problem they are having is envy. They have seen the way that the director is progressing and the way people are responding to his message. People are responding to the director's message and Biafra are coming out and the movement is getting momentum. That is their problem. Steve Biafra must be a useless person. The only thing I will say, let us prepare for them. Let us prepare for them. This battle is going to be both the inside and outside. Both the inner enemy and outside enemy. Let us prepare solidly against them. That is my contribution, Richard.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that. That was a good one. And that is the spirit here, that I for one cannot underestimate anybody who has brought himself or herself within the category of being my opponent. We cannot let you sleep. And since you have declared that war must be fought, and all we are asking you is not to run. They have made suggestions that Uchemefor should be arrested, and once Uchemefor is arrested, then the canoe will come out. And the point is that these people are not, they are not simply capable of doing anything. They remain under my feet, and so shall they be. They will remain there, and after this period, they will understand that there are still people who still have their integrity intact. I will now go back to the caller to round up. The caller on Skype, please, can you round up for us?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much. I think I'm almost sure.
Yes, that's fine. I just give you the privilege to round off. Something is happening where you are, very noisy. All right, so thank you very much. Then it appears you have nothing else to say. I will go back to Dr. Engineer Ryan. Thank you for your call. Doctor, are you listening?
Yes, I'm with you, Uche. Confirm when you want me to proceed.
Yes, just now, please. Go ahead.
Okay. I want Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom to understand why we are taking this discussion in this direction. The people that came out and were parading themselves as fighting for freedom and calling themselves myself, they came up with what they call 99 steps. And I don't even want to add the fact that they bottlenecked Biafra to an Igbo thing. Because when you look at all the statements, every statement, go and read from A to Z, every statement of Uchen Namado, the Director of Information, you can never finish his statement without seeing him talking. I mean, juxtaposing, that is placing side by side Biafra and Igbo. So those are the two things. One, they are bottlenecking Biafra into an Igbo affair, and they said they have 99 steps. But the indigenous people of Biafra, under the able leadership of Director Nnamdi Kanu, said that we have three simple steps. Not more than that. One, two, three. Three steps. We have done the first step. And we are on the second step, or the second stage. And everybody keep talking about second stage. What is really the second stage? Or what are these three stages? Number one, stage one or step one, we remember our fallen heroes. Number two, we drive away the workers of iniquity within Biafra land. That is house cleansing. And number three, we face our enemy. And we have done number one. We are number two. Now, you begin to understand what we are saying when you look at the stages we are talking about. We are the second stage. How can you execute second stage when you have people who are fighting you from within? How can we go beyond or even into the second phase and complete it successfully with people or group like Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative doing all these shenanigans? So it is right time for us to expose these people for who they are, what they have done, the kind of people they are, so that when we march into the second phase and they come up with any of this, we will simply ignore them or put them where they belong. So I don't want people to misunderstand us when they say, what has this got to do with second stage? It has everything to do with the second stage. Because the second stage, or step two, is about cleaning the house of God. cleaning Biafra land? And how can you clean Biafra land when you have miscreants, when you have groups like this who are working against us and who are coincidentally convincing some of you? It's very, very strange that when you look at the achievements of indigenous people of Biafra, headed by Radio Biafra, with Director Nnamdi Kanu there, you look at the tangible achievements they have made, and you look at this group who are doing going into legal research, funded by a Nigerian politician, obedient and subservient to Nigerian laws, answering fake names, deceiving government of the Islamic Republic of Nigeria to get registered, and selectively appointing some people as their own council of elders, and giving false information that there is a government and there is no document, there is no paperwork to show that any government exists. When you look at all this vis-a-vis the achievement of indigenous people of Biafra in conjunction with Radio Biafra, headed by Director Nnamdi Kanu, it is so strange. I'm very distraught. I feel hurt. I just can't understand why people will still believe this bunch of liars and deceit. Therefore, it is imperative that we put everything up in the open, because we can't continue to hide this thing, sweep this thing under the carpet. We have to show the world, Biafrans, who these people are, so that they can make informed decision. They can make informed judgment. This is IPOB. See what they have achieved. These are a group of fake people with fake names, and they have achieved nothing. How can you allow them to convince you? How can you allow them to stop you from progressing, from making progress through the IPOB? We are indigenous people of Biafra. That is our name. We did not change it. We are not going into any alliance. We are not going into any fake name. Any country we register as indigenous people of Biafra. We let the government of that country.
Yes, Doctor. Yes, can I crave your indulgence? Let us take this call and we come back to you, please.
Go ahead, please.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, are you listening? This is strange. Are you listening? Are you hearing me, the caller on the phone? No. Doctor, please continue.
Okay. Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yes. So what I was saying was that in all the countries where we exist, where we are registered, we are registered and known as indigenous people of Biafra. In the United Nations, we are registered as indigenous people of Biafra. We do not hide our identity. That name Biafra is there. We are not answering a fake name. You coin an abbreviation and put Human Rights Initiative in that, and then you said you are registered I don't get it. So my question is this. Any caller, Uche, if you permit me, I would like to find out if anybody gets through. Why will you believe these liars? Why will you not support IPOB, considering the achievement and our boldness and our truthfulness? Like Uche, you always say, we are not perfect, but we are sincere. You see our sincerity. And look at these people who are faking their names, claiming to have a government. There is no document to show that. There was no day Biafrans came out and nominated any group of persons to call them to Council of Health. So this group You well, begin to...
Doctor, let us take this call again. I'll come back to you, of course.
All right.
Call on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening. My name is Chukwudi Ofoma, and I'm calling from Canberra, Australia. Uche, I just want to touch on a few things.
Yes.
Something like Irania said. What about Bilia?
Ofoma, your line is not... Okay, go ahead. Let us.
Is this stable?
Go ahead.
I heard what he said about Bilia, and what Clifford Irania said as well, and my brother that called from America. Now I don't know how many calls. Yeah. What I have to say about it is boiling in my mind. Reason being, if you don't do anything to someone, why is it that that person is chasing you? Because that is something I don't forgive. If I don't do anything to you, and you turn around coming after me, man, I will use everything in my possession. I don't give a damn. What is their problem? Are they not saboteurs? What is different between them and Ifajuna? What is different? Did the RBL and the IPOB stop them from doing what they are doing? What is all this nonsense? Just holding us back. I will tell you, you know, the court case is just to hold us back. They have collected money from the Nigerian government using the court case to deceive us. They take their money and go away and holiday and enjoy with their family, telling us that Biafra, every day Biafra. We are taking the right steps. And I mean, Uche, this is beyond the envy and jealousy. It's typically they don't want, they are the devil, they are the people holding us back.
Yeah, yes, or former, they said, about, yeah, they said, sorry, they said that we are collecting money from people, that we are defrauding indigenous people of Biafra, which is them, not us. That they are the indigenous people of Biafra, that we are fake, that we are...
The question
is, how many are they? They are no more than
not
30.
Even, not,
and then we are all over the world. What?
Not even how many are there.
I mean, yeah, so...
No, it's not even how many are there.
Yeah, or former.
Because they are not the IPOB, they are Bilia.
That is the point here. Now, who constituted the customary government? It was Bilia Human Rights Initiative, with the lawyers in Mekadov Chambers. They wrote documents and circulated. And once they construct this document, once they write it, they will send to the so-called Council of Elders of Bilia Human Rights Initiative. The question is, where are these Council of Elders? They don't talk. They don't do anything. The person controlling everybody is the so-called solicitor for Bilia Human Rights Initiative and the so-called indigenous people of Biafra under Bilia Human Rights Initiative. We are seeing Yahoo kind of thing here, where somebody will sit down in London or in Germany and write something and say that the elders of indigenous people of Biafra have said it. This is wrong, and that is fraudulent.
It's wrong.
It's fraud of the highest order. And we are going to take this seriously because it is no more business as usual. They are defrauding
people. Can I come in, sir?
Yeah, go on.
Yes, sir, what I want to say, yes, I agree with you. It's not going to be business as usual. The reason being, we have been using a kid glove. Just ignore what they are doing. But the one that really touched me is going all this length, writing all this, saying that the RBA is a terrorist organization and they should treat them as one. And going up and down, trying to blackmailing, try to stop what we are doing. I mean, that is a saboteur. I will advise anybody that is supporting them or belongs to them to think twice, because they are not meant for good, because they are going to be destroyed. Did they think that the RBA just...
Do you know, Ofoma, sorry, do you know, I haven't seen that document they're talking about. Do you have it?
No, I don't. It's based on what Clifford the Iranian said. And that's,
yes,
that's totally wrong. And coming to the Council of Elders, they don't exist, because there is nothing like a Council of Elders. It's just a group of people they handpick, and they are members of APC.
Of course.
Because they are after money. They are not after the welfare of their people. If they are so-called a Council of Elders, if they are really interested of the welfare of the Biafra, what have they done since they have in their existence? Even Bilia, what have they done? Have they gone bring out our people in jail in the name of Biafra? The answer is no. What have they done? Nothing. Just a romancing APC, trying to Islamize us. Because their man is in power, he has money. They can get money. All this thing is about money. It's not about Biafra. Just, we should open our eyes. It's all about money. They're only interested about money.
Yes.
If it helped me, I will show you, I will give you a few examples. One is, if they are really dedicated for Biafra, what have they done to make sure Biafra comes?
So they're waiting for the next 20
court
years.
Court is a fake.
In Nigerian court.
Court is a fake. It's over 2 years, the case hasn't been called up. And now that we are going to get Biafra through court, it's not. So what are you wasting your time in the court? I just don't understand it. The court case is, are we supposed to answer Biafra? It's not that, we want our freedom. Are we supposed to get our answer Biafra? That is it in court. People should open open your eyes, please.
And that is a legal argument.
It's fake.
The
IPOB
is terrible.
Is the real. We are registered with United Nations. Everything has been moving within this year. See what we have achieved. So Uche, we should treat them as a saboteur. What they did to Ifajuna, because that is what they are doing now. It's a modern way of doing it.
That is it. That is
by inboxing people. Telling people lies, discouraging people. We are holding ourselves back until all of us say no to all this nonsense. Then it will stop. Because Hausa people are not going to come and do it. They are going to use them to do it. But you know what, Uche? The good thing is, this Biafra Restoration Project is not in our hand. It's in the hand of Chukwu Abiyama. And the good thing is, we are doing everything he told us to do. So, he's going to deal with them. And they are going to fall, one by one. They should go and mark it. If they don't stay away from what they are doing, they are going to die for it. We are not going to kill them. But they are going to die for the evil they are doing, because they are fighting a Chukwu Abiyama. And who are you to fight a creator? You are a dead human being. That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much. Ofoma, if it is fight, we will fight. Anything they want, we will give to them. They cannot be allowed to bring corruption into Biafra Restoration Project. The heart of Biafra Restoration Project must not be allowed to see corruption. This is one of the ways through which this can happen, and we must all watch. The Human Rights Initiative claimed to be fighting for the rights of indigenous people of Biafra. Every day our people are killed, every day police is doing one thing or the other against our people. The question is, how many victims of Boko Haram has BDA Human Rights Initiative sought and obtained justice for in Nigerian court? The answer is zero. How many of the Mizu River victims have BDA Human Rights Initiative represented in court? The answer is none. How many Biafrans have BVA Human Rights Initiative actually represented in court? The answer is none. It is only about court case, court case, court case. The court case is going to linger on as long as is possible, and Nigerian government is not in a haste. And that is a fake, because they know it within their hearts. Their lawyer has already said that they are not going to a Nigerian court to get independence, but for the court to just declare that they have the right to answer Biafra. And they have boasted that it is because of the court process that Biafrans are now free to go about their normal businesses and things like that. But the truth is that it is the agitation and doggedness of the Biafran people, hardcore Biafran activists, that have kept Nigerian government at bay. Again,
correct.
Why should Nigerian government molest them when they have not broken any law at all? They have not broken Nigerian law. They are subservient to Nigerian law. They are obedient to the rule of law. They obey Nigerian law. They are law-abiding citizens. So, if you are a law-abiding citizen, you obey every law. Why should Nigerian government molest you? So we are in our own league. We are freedom fighters, and they are something else. I don't know what they are. They are just bringing shame upon Biafra.
They are after money. They are after money. Setting up a fake station to fake people and deceive them, put them in bondage. And Nigeria government is happy to deal with them anyway. Nigeria government is happy to deal because
They are not threats to them. So why should Nigerian government and bother?
I want to touch on the Supreme Council of Elders, their so-called customary law. How can that work? If you are seeking for a freedom, how can you say you are Supreme Council, how can you take a law and people obey it without the Nigerian government come and arrest you at night? It's just the same old people that put us in this mess at the first place. I respect our elders, but not in Biafran issue, because they have no vision. If they have vision, almost 50 years after the war, what have they done?
Former, where is the customary law in the first place?
I don't know. It's just a book they cooked up. It doesn't exist.
Now
it will not work.
Now
when you talk about it's only when we are in control, like autonomy, we are in the autonomy of ourselves. That's when you start talking about something like that to come in place. Are you going to say you have a counselor at night? The Nigerian army will come and visit you, except if you are part of them, they will not disturb you. Because we are not in control of our territory. So this is a fraud.
Yes,
of course.
It's
a hurt people.
And what we must guard against is Yahoo legal representation. Somebody cannot stay in his comfort, in the comfort of his room, and write a letter and say they are representing people. That is monumental fraud. And the worst aspect of it is that they are using a practicing law firm to do all this. And I stand to be challenged. These people have taken more than is required. And I want anybody to come out and say what I have done. And I'm ready to say what they have done. The point is that our people have suffered so much. They have passed through a lot of hardship, and we can no longer fold our hands. What we are doing is the right thing, considering where we are coming from, considering the threat before us. We have been able to achieve a lot. We have been able to do so much within the constraints we find ourselves. And we are going to do more. And we can only urge every indigenous citizen of Biafra to remain vigilant and to remain focused. Thank you, Ofoma. And I don't know whether you still have something to say. Otherwise, I will go to Dr.
Yes, I have something to say. What I will say is, although it's not a distraction, but we should continue focus on what we are doing. It's just like in the Bible, I can't remember the name, when he was rebuilding the temple of in Jerusalem, temple of God in Jerusalem, temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. One sword is building with Nehemiah. One sword is holding sword in one hand, the other hand rebuilding the temple. That is what we should adopt. We continue what we are doing, but any group that want to come and tarnish our image, that we didn't do anything, we mind our business, out of jealousy, that they should go and bury themselves, try to disrupt what we are doing, we should crush them and continue moving forward. We wouldn't even stop. If they step on our way, we smash them and continue moving forward. That is where I stand. Jealousy, envy, I don't give a damn. What we want is Biafra. And if they tried us, whatever they see, they get. Thank you very much, Usha.
Thank you, Ofoma, for that. Thank you very much for taking time off your busy schedule to make this all-important contribution at this particular point in time. Thank you very much. We will go to Engineer Dr. Irayan now. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Confirm you can hear me.
Yes, definitely. The world is listening.
Yes, Uche, let me, because when I am on a topic, I like to stay focused on it. I will still want to bring our listeners, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, back to the main point here. We are on the second phase. I have already outlined the phases. You know, phase one, remember, heroes. Two, clean our house of miscreant. And third, face our enemy. There is a direct correlation. There is a direct relationship between the success of phase two and our ability to get rid of these miscreants by exposing them for who they are. So I don't want people to get us wrong to say, what are we really talking about this night? I mean, why are we... We are not being distracted, my dear people, my dear good people of Biafra. We are not... We know what we are doing. We need to settle this once and for all. Now, Uche, you listed a lot of things where... Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative have failed to rise up to the creed or the objective of the organization, which is the human rights. But you have forgotten a critical one. But before I come to that, let me say this. The other day, I was the opportunity to hear their so-called lawyer arguing that, well, they are human rights, but when you go and commit a crime, like according to him, Benjamin Onwuka committed a crime, so they don't expect Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative to come and start standing for them. Okay, let's put that aside. Uche, do you remember that Biafrans were rounded up, detained for 6 months, and deported from Lagos down to Headbridge on each other? Did that happen or not, Uche?
Yes, it happened.
Is that a human rights violation or not?
Definitely, yes.
Then what did Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative do?
It said nothing. nothing. Rather, they will find a way of saying those people committed crime, and that is why they are not going to represent them. And the question is, what actually are you doing in the first instance?
So that is the point. You see, and these are the same people who come around and write rubbish to discourage some of our people who are sitting on the fence. And that is why I have this thing burning in me. We need to trash this thing out. Please, Biafrans, do not dismiss this broadcast as being a distraction. No, it is not.
How can it be a distraction?
Yes.
Be a distraction? The point is, if you don't want to listen to the broadcast, you better sleep or go your own way. But the point is that this is a plague on the road to Biafra restoration. We have been keeping quiet, and they have been doing all the dirty jobs and causing a lot of havoc. The time has come for us to respond, whether anybody likes it or not.
Yes. And the problem is this. First of all, they write all this rubbish. They discourage our people. They say all kind of things. They write petition. Right now, they have written all kind of petition against me. I have the FBI. I have the CIA. I have everybody monitoring me, monitoring my movement. But I don't care, because I know what I'm fighting for. That's number one. Then number two, when you go to their document that they submitted to the United Nations, they put it there, BILIE, representing indigenous people of Biafra. In other words, all this work, all these efforts, all these sacrifices we are making, at the end of the day, they will go there and say, yes, we are representing these people. And so it is better, it is good for everybody to know who they are, because I know there are governments of the world listening to this broadcast.
Yes.
Before
you continue, just in line with what you're saying, they have made this claim to United Nations, and they have applied for consultative status using this false claim that they are representing indigenous people of Biafra. Who are indigenous people of Biafra, and when have they authorized Bilie Human Rights Initiative to represent them? This is a critical question they need to answer, and the United Nations Department for Economic and Social Affairs, as well as I think they are under ECOSOC as well, should take note, because this cannot happen. Even if they have the consultative status, they must revisit the application, because it is fraudulent. The indigenous people of Biafra has never, just like you have said, time without numbers, come together and appointed Bilie Human Rights Initiative to represent them. It is rather the machinations of the lawyers in Bilie Human Rights Initiative. It is through letter writing that they do. When they write letters, they go to somebody to sign it, and then they send it across. Our people are governed through consensus. They have never consulted anybody, and there is no wider agreement on the issue of representation being made by Bilie Human Rights Initiative in the first place. And in the long run, they lied in their registration, and they have different documents they present to different people. In their certificate of incorporation and the accompanying documents, they never mentioned Biafra. But in the constitution and other documents and letters they are writing, sending across, they say that they are representing indigenous people of Biafra, and that they have a customary government being governed by Supreme Council of Elders. Who appointed the Supreme Council of Elders? These are the questions we must continue to ask, and they cannot get away with it. Doctor, continue, please.
Yes, thank you, Uche. Let me just reemphasize. I was going to come to that, but you just mentioned it a little bit. What they do, or what they have perfected in saying, is that they are representing the Supreme Council of Elders in a suit on behalf of indigenous people of Biafra. That is what they always quote. Now, we have to ask fundamental questions. Number one, who are the Supreme Council of Elders? Who are these people? Who brought them? Who nominated? On what platform were these people chosen? I am yet to see a document, or I am yet to see a publication in a newspaper or any article that said on a particular day that Biafrans came together and had a rally or a conference, and there was a vote, and they said today we are going to have Supreme Council of Elders, and Mr. X, Mr. Y, Mr. Z have been nominated to this Supreme Council of Elders, and we empower them to appoint a group of human rights body to represent us. That never happened. So everything is built on false and deceit. It's good for us to emphasize this so that the whole world should know. I know some people are going to be put off with this broadcast. That is their business, because I don't know you on the control. I don't know how many callers you are getting today, but you can see there might be a few callers, because we are hitting the hard part.
The issue of the call is as a result of the time this program is being run. It is well off the usual time, but this is a special program anyway, and it wouldn't have been very good to have so much calls, to be honest.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. So these are the fundamental questions we have to ask. Who are these people? By what process were they selected? And what document instituted the indigenous people of Biafra government? At least here in the United States, we have a certificate of incorporation of the indigenous people of Biafra. I have the certificate of incorporation of all the indigenous people of Biafra in all the countries where they are registered in North America. I have it with me. Where is that document or certificate that is constituted the indigenous people of Biafra in Biafra land and with the government of a so-called Supreme Council of Elders? These are the questions we need to ask. And it's good people to know this, because why I am emphasizing this, Uche, is those who are feeble, those who are like candle in the wind, you know, those who prevaricate, it's good for them to have this information, so that when you have this information, when we say we are marching on the second phase, there will not be any looking back. This issue of distraction by Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative has everything to do with our second phase, and we need to expose them for who they are.
Definitely. Doctor, let us take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah. Okay. This is Steve from Dallas, Texas.
Right.
Yes. There's something I want to. There's something I want to say about the issue of what we're discussing. You see, this time around, we are going to call the spade a spade. We are going to leave the name of those who have been working against Biafra restoration. They should be in our black book, and we must deal with them. You see, this boy called George Okugo is the propaganda is now of the human rights. George Okugo has gone far to the extent he continues embossing people, telling them to be listening to Radio Biafra, telling people that Radio Biafra is not working for the Biafra, that the Nandekano has eaten the money given to him for transmitter.
Sorry, my brother, do you have a copy of that message?
What I'm telling you, George Akubo has been doing this. That's just the work George Akubo has been doing. And this George Akubo, who should get, I want to expose his record. This guy is an ex-convict in Kenya. George Akubo was in prison 5 years in Kenya for doing credit card fraud. And now George Akubo has the right to come and tarnish the image of the director, going around the bossing people, telling them rubbish. That guy must be dealt with. Like, we'll get a death with him.
They will eat their words when the transmitter finally works.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, my brother, if you have evidence of this, that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Uche.
Yes. Yeah, when you finish, there is one other thing here, because one of the things that Bilie Human Rights Initiative legal representative have said is that United Nations gave them rules on how to achieve Biafra. They gave them what to do in order to restore Biafra through legal means. That first, they have to establish a customary government at home. That is what international law says. And this is a fallacy of highest proportion. And this coming from a solicitor, a legal professional that is supposed to be of highest standard. There is no hard and fast rule as to how independence is got or how people gain their freedom. As you can see around the world, each case is different. Sudan, South Sudan is different from Eritrea and different from East Timor and different from all other emerging independent nations, newly independent countries. And so, the same way is how Biafra is. There is no hard and fast rule as to how Biafra, restoration of Biafra independence is going to be achieved. And this is a deceit of the highest order. The United Nations indeed have carefully dissociated themselves from the politics of indigenous people having their independence. It is highly contestable. It is highly controversial, and it is all about high-wired politics at the international level. If you have a country, especially one of the superpowers, to argue your case, then you are there. In some cases, it is about the will of the people alone, their resilience in fighting for what they believe in. And it is never through the law court of your oppressor, because in the first place, take for instance Nigeria. Nigeria does not want anything to happen to its corrupt territorial integrity. How much more Bilie Human Rights Initiative coming out, just a group of people of five, deceiving people, pulling wool over people's eyes, that the United Nations gave them guidelines as to how to restore Biafra, and that is through legal means. That is ridiculous, my brother. That is what I wanted to point out before I forget.
Yes, Uche, I also want to direct your attention to the document I mentioned earlier. I have already published it on Radio Biafra London Facebook page, as well as other group pages where I have access to, like Biafrans in USA, Biafrans in Mexico, Biafrans in Trinidad and Tobago, Ivory Coast, Rivers, Ogun State, and all that. It's all there. The email from a Bilie member in USA talking about the meeting they had, how they are going to, tag us a terrorist organization, asking for documents and all that. And then you begin to ask yourself, so these are the people some of our members will want to, you know, believe. On what, I just don't get it. Why would people naturally want to believe in lies? Why is it that people like to follow lies? Uwazike came out and told them 99 steps, printed passport, say, oh, they have been recognized by United Nations, and people believed him. And these people, this Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative came out and said that they have a council of elders, and that they have a government, and that they have indigenous people of Biafra organization, which is all fallacy, and people are believing them. I just don't understand why we Biafrans would like to follow people who are peddling falsehood.
Let me also take you back to an important document. There is a document by that was produced in Montevideo Convention, I think in 1933. And in that conference, there was an attempt to define what a state is, and they came up with four steps. And one of those was that for a state to stand, for instance, a state in international law, meaning a country, an independent country, means that there must be a defined territory, there must be a settled population, there must be an effective government, and that state or that government must have capacity to enter into international relations. And obviously, these four requirements appear to be, you know, among what and what should constitute what a functional state should be. But again, there is no overall or general consensus as to that. Now, if we are to follow that, when you talk about effective government means that the government must have influence over the people they claim to be representing. And now, putting into context this issue of fraudulent claim by Bile Human Rights Initiative that they have the Council of Elders of Indigenous People of Biafra, and which is the supreme government of Biafra. The question is, first, we are going to go like what we have said before, that nobody appointed them, they do not have the mandate of the Biafran people, they do not have that capacity to represent the Biafran people collectively. Now, apart from the fact that some of them are elders and they were Biafra veterans, in quote. Now, next question is, what effectiveness do they have? What influence do they have over the indigenous people of Biafra? The answer is as good as mine. Your answer is as good as mine. Or your guess is as good as mine.
Yes, no influence at all.
They do not have influence. They are not even recognized anywhere in Biafra land or in the so-called Southeast or Salsa, and indeed in the wider geographical expression called the zoo. They do not have any influence. They cannot talk to anybody because they don't have legal authority. They don't even have moral authority to impose anything on the Biafran people. All because they lack that legitimacy, and they were appointed by Belia Human Rights Initiative lawyers, and they are flying Yahoo papers all around and call it legal documents. And what they don't know is that this has serious implication on the practicing barristers and solicitors involved in all this, because that is fraudulent. If we are talking about our elders, there should be representation from each community in Biafra land, because that is how we are governed. And now, if you look at these people, you find out that they do not have any white coverage. They were just appointed from different, maybe based on personal recognition and things like that. And so the Biafran people must, in the quest for fighting for their general freedom, should also look inwards on what is happening to them. Because what is happening within is more powerful than what is happening outside. Because what is happening within has the capability to destroy everything. And that is why we must guard ourselves, and we must fight every obstacle on our way, that the good effort the indigenous people of Biafra have put together must be sustained, and that Biafra must be restored. Doctor, I don't know whether I have made you to forget what you're saying.
No. You're on point. I know. I didn't forget. All I am stressing on is on the need for our people to do a rethink, on the need for our people to do what I call a U-turn, and turn their back on these agents of Satan. Because, I mean, people who, even by their name, they are a fraud. By the way they went about their registration with a Corporate Affairs Commission in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria is a fraudulent act. As a matter of fact, they should be prosecuted, because that is what is called perjury. Because when you do something like that, you have to take an oath. You're lying on that oath. They lied on that oath. They said something in the document they submitted, and what they have in their position and all that document they have is totally different.
And they signed declaration.
Yes. And they said that they have a council of elder. And the question is, appointed by who? Selected by who? Under what conference or meeting were these people selected? What is their coverage? And you mentioned one of the conditions for statehood, the ability to enter into international relations. So most of these people have not crossed Lagos, not to talk of going outside the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. So what international relations have they had? And like you said, having influence over the people, indigenous people of Biafra, in conjunction with Radio Biafra London, led by Nnamdi Kanu, instructed the entire Biafrans all over the world to have a rally. And it was conducted globally, everywhere.
Including Biafra land.
Including Biafra land. Where all the Biafran army and military high command came and participated and handed the authority over to our director, Nnamdi Kanu.
And it is on record.
It is recorded. It is on record. So who has influence over the other? I mean, which of these two groups have influence over Biafrans?
They were taken unawares, because they were saying it is not going to happen before. And it happened. And what you are seeing here is that this is not made by man. It is packaged by God Almighty. Chukwu Abiama Obasibini Igwe. And whose no man has any authority to question. And it is as a result of the faith reposed in him by the indigenous people of Biafra, and the resilience of the principal officers of state, led by no other, by the big masquerade in Nnamdi Kanu, Anybody who has done something should be praised, should be recognized. And Nnamdi Kanu has made tremendous sacrifice in this struggle. The only obstacle on the way is the unfathomable jealousy and envy of a group of people who have given in to spirit of the devil. And they must, that devil must be exorcised. They must be chased away if they do not repent. They have declared a war which they cannot sustain and which may eventually consume them. Doctor.
Yes, yes, I agree with you. And the fact is that, you know, we are honest, we are sincere, and we are very, very open. When director was broadcasting from Biafra land, he said, this is Radio Biafra broadcasting from our capital in Enugu. It's not just saying you are broadcasting from Biafra, in Enugu. Those people who are going about, you know, doing webcast and Skype call and calling themselves they are broadcasting, can they tell us where they are broadcasting in Biafra land? And our people still find time to listen to them, to gravitate towards them, and in some cases, abandon the struggle. That is what really beat in my imagination. I don't see why people will look at pure falsehood and fallacy and begin to embrace it. People with false name, people with false claims, people with impropriety, people with fraudulent act, who are even in the legal profession, are coming out to state falsehood, and people are buying into it. Now, the accounts have been published. They are no longer talking about the accounts. Everything they are saying now, morning, noon, and night, is the transmitter. Because we believe in Azatachan, in other words, you have to get the land before you begin to spread your mat. That's the direct translation.
My brother, even the transmitter which they have made elaborate plan to make sure that it doesn't operate or it doesn't come out. But they are going to be shocked.
Exactly. Exactly. They will be shocked to their bam marrow. The way they got the shock of their lives when they were harping on account, that is the way they will be shocked to their bone marrow very, very soon, because they have made the transmitter the object of their propaganda. Anything, anywhere you see them write anything or say something is all about transmitter. But I have a word for them. Very soon they will hide their head in shame, because right inside their mother's kitchen, they will be receiving Radio Biafra live. I don't want to say more than that.
Definitely, definitely. And of course, one of the ridiculous claims they have recently made is that Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra can never come back to Biafra land again to broadcast, because Radio Biafra and Nnamdi Kanu is ostracized by the elders and the people of Biafra, and that they have reactivated Ndinche youth, and that's the security outfit. And that those guys are going to be mobilized in seconds and thereabout to deal with Radio Biafra and Nnamdi Kanu and anybody working with him. But what we are trying to say here is that they have set a very high standard for themselves, and we must we must keep a tab on them to deliver, because Radio Biafra is coming in a way unimaginable in history before. We are going to do what we have not done before very soon, and by God's grace. We are not perfect because we are human beings, but we are sincere, and we cannot give what we don't have. So far, God has been faithful, and we have been able to achieve much within a very short period, and more is to come. Doctor, I don't know whether you still have much to say. Otherwise, I will invite you to probably give us your closing remarks. And we will time this a series. This is first series of this program on this issue. And more updates will be coming.
Yes, sir, Uche, let me give my closing remarks. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, we have a saying in one of the languages of Biafra, and I will translate it directly in English, but those who speak that language will know exactly what I'm talking about. The saying goes like this, that if a road is well prepared, then you can go through that road more than once, more than twice. Indigenous people of Biafra, in conjunction with Radio Biafra, led by Director Nnamdi Kanu, have made promises, and they have delivered on all of them. Secondly, indigenous people of Biafra are answering their name, which they are, Biafra. Thirdly, we have presence in 88 countries and counting. In each of these countries, we answer Biafra. I am the representative of the continent of North America, which also include Brazil and Australia. And in all these countries, we are registered, or in most of them, we are registered officially with the government of those countries, and we call ourselves indigenous people of Biafra. On the other hand, you have a group that call themselves Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative. They claim they is a government in governing indigenous people of Biafra, which is false. They claim there is a Supreme Council of Elders, which is false, because there was no time Biafrans came together to elect or appoint such. They claim that they are representing Biafrans, which they are not. They use a falsified name to register with the Corporate Affairs Commission. The document they submitted to the Corporate Affairs Commission in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria is different from the documents they have in admitting their member. And they have all these false claims. Now, the question I'm throwing to you, Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, which of these two groups or which of these two bodies are you going to believe? Which of these two bodies are you going to accept? Which of these two bodies are you going to support financially and otherwise? The indigenous people of Biafra or the Biafra Liberation in Exile Human Rights Initiative? I leave you this night, this morning, this afternoon, whatever time it is where you are, to reflect on this, sleep over it, and when you wake up, I pray to Almighty Chukwu Abiyama that based on the facts on the ground, based on what I have presented to you in this broadcast, that Chukwu Abiyama will lead you to make the right decision if you really believe in truth and honesty, because Ezioku Bondo, truth is life. Because the scripture says that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I leave you to make that decision. And as you do so, may Chukwu Abiama bless you and bless your family and bless everything that is yours. Uche, thank you, and may God bless you and bless the people of Biafra. Thank you and good night from Houston, Texas.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. And from me here, this is your sincere Uche Mefor signing up from London. Good morning. And in the next couple of hours, say in the next 5 hours, we will be reconvening again. There is nothing any man or anybody born of flesh can do about Biafra Restoration Project, because it is ordained by God, and we must follow the ordinances of God and follow the instructions thereof. There is no hard and fast rule of achieving success, and more so, there is no hard and fast rule of restoring Biafra. It is about hard work. It is about action, action, action. This is a clarion call for all, that we may restore Biafra, that God may see the inner recesses of our hearts and reward our effort with resounding success at the appropriate time. Good night once again, and God bless you. Emeka moroko onya mazi onya bonye amarazi onya konya monaji na
Okay. Check your body, come on, let me show me your beauty. I'm a razor, I'm a bronzer. Some reality right here. Turn up my microphone. Shit. Russ, I better turn my microphone on. Shit. It's time to hear some reality. 204. Abdul Kareem. What up?
Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything's scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa. Gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything's scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Hamrocker came to your house. He no take money, he no rape your wife. Went straight up to your bedside.
Bossa,
say fake now, you're down. Which Hamrocker no want money? Which Hamrocker no want jolly? Now political Hamrocker be that. Now waiting to kill Nigeria, oh. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. If you say Kiyama, Pia, Pia, they lock him for jail for Abuja. Kingsley Agbeni said they forget. Had they been there, now they feed all of them. Yekba, inside prison, prison. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. What you say? Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air.
Africa, please you love your land. Is no more than now.
We did grow, we did grow, we did grow. Hey, there's still bad world. We did grow, there's still bad world.
Is this one of my koja now?
What you go waja? Nepa, what is the regular? 419 for Nigeria, Agegeto Ikeja, na 100 Naira. West Coast City, na popular. Action film for Nigeria.
This is where Charles still be now.
He did live big life. My estate for Calabar. That Nanaberia Mafia. For Nigeria. Everything jaga, jaga. Jaga, jaga. Woman, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. What you say? Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer, suffer. Bossa, bossa, gunshot in the air. Nigeria, jaga, jaga. Everything's scatter, scatter. Come on, they suffer.